Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
Welcome, everybody, to Pick Central. We're live in the Barstool Sportsbook YouTube channel. I guess Brandon running up. Mr. Walker running a little late today after last night's college football national championship. And I know they had unnecessary roughness till 2 or 3 a.m.
Let me preface
you
something.
You go ahead. If
I want this on the record, if everything is okay in his personal life and everything's fine, that's crazy. He's not here today. That's all I got to say. I mean, am I wrong?
It's a big college football day.
It's big. It's the
all
biggest.
Of us, listen, the three biggest college football guys of the company, we're all here.
We're here. Clearly.
But again, that's clarifying if he's okay in his personal life, because I don't know I haven't talked to him. But yes, it was a wild, wild game. Started off shitty. In my eyes, it wasn't shitty, but it was what?
No, I'm just fucking pissed.
Yes,
I
bad.
I'd have had Bama last night at our live stream because of how intense the
great
game was. That was a fire.
I was just hoping so badly. Obviously, this is selfish for me because they would have covered, but also for the sake of how electric the stream would have been if Bama had scored on that last drive.
Oh, everyone.
Obviously, I guess before the pick six, I'm saying if they'd scored on that drive. And that 2-point conversion would have been so incredibly electric from a gambling perspective, watching the entire stream just flip. I just love that scenario in gambling where, like, you're obviously like me and Marty, like Casey, we're on the Bama side, and we're rooting for Bama to score. And then the second they score, now we want them not to get the two. And everyone who's on Georgia wants them to get the two to have life in OT. I just love the way that works sometimes. That's just like electricity. When it comes to gambling, and I would have covered. That would have been unreal if they just not gotten the two. But unreal game. I mean, listen, I said yesterday, like, I think Georgia was the better team. I do think they are the better team. I won't sit here and say that I wouldn't bet Bam again plus three given the same circumstances. Like, they left a lot of points on the board. They had opportunities to win. Obviously, Jameson Williams.
That's what I was going to get.
You saw how awesome, how massive it was for the offense. A lot of drop balls. All of a sudden, you're in championship game with a bunch of receivers who have barely played the year. They made some plays. They also dropped a ton of balls. But like I said, I mean, Georgia's the better team. Like, I would say that. But I think that they're – like, Bama had an opportunity to win that game many times over. But I mean, congrats to Georgia.
I thought the Jameson Williams thing was huge. I mean, he had 5 for 65. He was going off. He torched him in the SEC championship game. And Georgia did not have an answer for him. And you could see that in the first half. And then Bama, it was 9-6 at halftime, but Bama kind of dominated most of that first half. And they left some points out there. They couldn't score in the red zone. I felt like they could have had a bigger lead than they did early, because Georgia couldn't do anything on offense in the first half.
No.
They had no running game. They couldn't throw. And they just kind of – Bama kind of let them – hang around, and then all hell broke.
Was it 9-6 and a half?
Yes.
That should have been at least 21.
That's why even like we were bringing up, it's like when you kind of mushed it, when you were like, you feel good. I just feel like I never felt good because of what Mincy just said, where, like,
you know,
we were dominating the game and we were not up that much. I was like, I hate this.
You know where I felt good was when the only time I actually felt good was, I think it was in the turnover they had, the Alabama's turnover in their own zone. It was like on the 40 or whatever. And
when he threw the pick.
And yeah, they got three, and then they got a three and out right after. I'm like, all right, that's like where Georgia could have dominated or could have got it back. But, I mean, the game was awesome. It was down to the wire. It kind of sucked at first. I think I don't really care about I love offense, obviously. The whole game itself was a very, very good one, and that's why the SEC – Alabama's going to also win next year.
Oh, my God.
It's not even going to be close.
Well, I think it was good. Look, the thing on college football that runs people off is all the ass kickings. You know, like the NFL, you always have these close games all the time. You know, we saw it last year, what happened to Ohio State, and we see it in the semifinals every year. Mm-hmm. And so it's really good for college football to just have a really competitive title game. But and we certainly saw that last night. That second half got wild. I thought a key play in the game was when Georgia blocked that field goal.
No, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. That for me was like when you get the sack fumble, and obviously there was the review, it was questionable. But I think they honestly made the right call after like seeing it a bunch of times and what the call was on the field. I still like once they got the ball, I believe it was on the 16-yard line and got no points out of it. I was like, Alabama was in trouble. And then it was literally like right, like clockwork, like right after that, bang, Georgia breaks like a 60-yard run, flip the field, score a touchdown, and that just turned the game on its head. Obviously, Bama went and I believe retake the lead, but still, that like once they get the ball on the 16-yard line, on the strip sack, you don't get any points out of it. When you've been in the red zone like five times, you got like 12 points or 9 points, whatever it was at the time. I think nine. I was like, that's just disastrous. Like you're not gonna win games against really good teams, kicking field goals and getting no points after all those trips to the red zones.
I'll say Stetson Bennett in fourth quarter too, because I mean everybody, he looked shaky the whole first half, and then you know, he threw a key play when Bama jumped off sides, because I don't even know if he takes that deep shot.
No, I don't think he would.
But Bama, he knew it was a free play and he just put it up and he threw a good ball.
It was a great fucking throw.
Yeah, the receiver made a big play. And man, I thought the same thing as you, Ev. I thought Bama was going to go down. So it was 26-18. The way Bryce Young was playing, I mean, even though he threw the pick six, it wasn't his fault. It was more receivers dropping balls. And I thought Bama was going to go down there and score, and there was going to be that 2-point conversion.
Yeah, I'm just still a huge believer in him. Like in so many of those drives, he made so many throws that should have been caught, that should have been touchdowns, or should have been first downs when they had to settle for field goals. Like, I think he's going to come out and just fucking tear the league apart next year. He's going to go crazy next year.
Yeah, and the worst part about all this is, like, one, you got to give credit no matter what to Georgia. You give them credit to them. They played – Stetson Bennett came out after that turnover, 4 for 4, 85 yards, whatever, two touchdowns or a touchdown, whatever.
That was basically from the point you called
him
ugly.
Yeah. I said, look at him. He looks ugly.
And you called him ugly, and then he didn't.
That's fine.
He completed every pass.
But the thing is, what everyone's going to be talking about now is – the asterisks of Williams and Mechie being out.
That's true, but that's football, though, man.
No, I understand, and that's why I said you have to give him credit no matter what, but people are going to say that Williams was kind of dicing them up.
Oh,
like
he definitely
they were going
was.
To like I still I mean you almost have you don't know. You have no idea how that game ends up with Williams in there.
That's why I let off with, like, and I said it last night, I'm saying it still this morning, that I think I would take Bama +3 over again if we started the same way. But other teams, I think, would get that benefit of the doubt from the public perspective. No one gives a fuck about Bama crying about fucking injuries, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm glad you brought it up, because I literally thought about it in the shower this morning. I was like, any other team, they would actually, like, people would, like, be able to at least be like, all right, like, I hear you, like, injuries, whatever. No one's hearing that shit from Bama.
No one's hearing
it. The only one saying that that's going to be saying that going forward is Alabama fans.
It is fair, because, I mean, even on the catch that he got hurt, like, that's that drive. Like, he was making that drive, and, like, he could have actually turned that up. It was a disgusting injury. But, like, it was just – you have to say it, because that's –
Oh, no,
I'm admitting it. Yeah, I had Georgia. Yeah. He was – look, I had under – on this show yesterday – I said Georgia's going to bracket Jameson Williams, and his over-under of 118.5 is ridiculous. He was going to hit the damn thing in the first half.
That's a bet.
He had 65 yards.
That's like the middle of the second quarter.
You bet on Georgia, like, you as a person, you're like, fuck, that really does suck. Like, I feel bad for the kid. Like, it's national championship. It's like, oh, well, it doesn't. It's not a bad thing for you, bet.
No, no. I got heat on Twitter because I always put my wins and losses up, and I put a check by Jameson Williams under, and they're like, you're a sick bastard celebrating the dude's torn ACL. Like, I'm not.
It's the wins that you won. Like, it's a,
I put up my losses, too.
As a human being,
no,
you're like, that sucks. No. Like, I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Remind me in the show to bring up the Draymond Green thing. I need to talk about that.
Hey, I don't know. Let's switching gears. We have some Barstool stuff to talk about. Dave just came out with a ruling on the RICO thing on Twitter. So, one of our great...
He's called
co-host. Yeah, our guy, Rico.
Can we like play Dave's video on the show?
Yeah.
Do we have the footage of Rico?
We're doing the original.
Let's set it up. Whatever, TJ, whatever you want to do, my man.
So I came in around 10:35, 10:40. I got a text from Tommy being like, holy fuck. And you never know what that means. So let me preface what Rico did, you can't do. Fact. No matter what. It's one of my best friends here. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can't do it. You gotta get your emotions in
control.
For people that don't know what happened.
Yeah, so this is what.
Terry's out of control.
What happened, Big T?
I mean, this fucking psychopath threw a full High Noon can over here. He dented the can. He threw it so hard.
Wow.
If that, I could have had a serious brain injury. I mean, Terrence has lost it. I don't know. How many motherfucking times? Because this one's going right in your fucking face. You understand that? Do you fucking understand? I'll fucking burn right through you. You stupid fuck. How many fucking times? How many fucking times?
Stop.
So... he threw a High Noon can, which, again, dangerous, can't do that. We're at work. People forget this is work sometimes. Can't do that.
I do forget it quite often.
Yeah, I forget
sometimes
it is,
just
too.
Like, just like, yeah, we're this is a real workplace.
I forget
we,
as
this
well.
This is a business.
Like if you think about doing that,
we make money here.
Imagine
we,
doing that thing at your accounting job. Like, you're gone.
In the cube, just turn around.
I can tell you at my old sports radio job in Louisiana, that would be.
Yeah.
That would,
so,
I mean,
I'll only defense he has some things going on. He does get a lot of shit here from, he's a lot of mental warfare. So I think he's, he's left. He's suspended for a month. We'll want to play Dave's video when you have a chance. But yeah, big.
Okay, real quick here before I take off, heading back to Florida. The Rico Bosco incident. As the commissioner, jury, judge, executioner of my guys and the content, the attack on Big T, here's what we're doing. It's a serious thing. Yeah, we can laugh because Rico's a psycho. But we can't have that in the office. We just can't have it. So here's the punishment. Effective immediately, 1 month suspension for Rico. All Barstool activities, no part in any of them. Court ordered anger management therapy that he must attend, and an apology to Big T, and a zero tolerance policy on it. If he threatens any violence ever again, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So that's it. 1 month suspension effective immediately. Anger management therapy must attend. Apology and a zero tolerance policy. That is the court's decision, and it is final. Can't win with it.
What I got from that video, Dave is so fucking rich.
Yeah,
did
on
you
a
see his jacket?
On the plane.
Two things about his fit. Well, actually, three. I'll say that. I like the jacket. I like the scarf. Also, very funny. He's wearing a Don't Mess With Tico Texas t-shirt. I don't know if you caught that.
I did not see that. That's amazing.
Zanos. I know that star when I see it. Yep. I know that star.
That's amazing. But, yeah, I mean, Rico, he can't do it. So he's gone for a month. Hopefully he gets
I mean, what's
going to
happen for Bitch Mob?
Big Cat's filling in. So that's not going to probably help him. Because our numbers are probably
numbers
gonna
get a little...
go up a little bit. But Big Cat's filling in on Wednesdays. Jerry will fill in sometimes. But, yeah, we'll figure out. I mean, he needs to get his mental in. You know, he's got to get his
mental. So what led to like all that? I know he's been on a bad run.
To be honest, it's a lot to do. Like, Dave and Dan do go at him a lot. I think he's struggling with they put us down sometimes in his eyes, where they do put us down and, like, it gets the public against us and we're trying to build something, which I understand. But he doesn't know how to get – Dan said this. Like, when we were asking for tickets in Ann Arbor – first of all, we had tickets. We were just asking for two more for our producers. Regardless, doesn't matter. Dave told him, hey, Rico, I have like free movie tickets. And I have a free coupon for a sub. We should have went to the – I didn't know this happened. He should have told us we should have went to the movies and like went with the joke. Only way to get work with them, and when they're doing that, you have to just go with it because they're – there, people love them. I don't know what to
you
say.
You got
to
roll with the punches.
He's got to roll with it. But I do get it from a little bit from a standpoint, but I think it all just started meshing together with probably some family things or your personal life coming into that.
Cold streak gambling.
Yeah. Yeah. Being 8-33 doesn't help either.
The one thing I will say on Rico's defense, I mean, I'm sympathetic to when Big T says his real name when he doesn't want that mentioned. Like, I respect that. If Rico doesn't want that mentioned, then I'm not going to mention that as his coworker.
I'm sympathetic to that. Big T knew what he was doing, but Big T, like, it still doesn't matter. Like, I don't, like, he can't throw something that.
I'm not saying that. I know, but that's just one of those things. We're in the public eye, and if he doesn't want that out, then I respect.
People don't know. Sometimes it gets things fuck what you had here. But it's the best place to work, and you can't fucking do that.
You can't be humming High Noon.
No, fucking Roger Clemens.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Damn. Yeah, that's a wild scene to start the morning. But we did have a fun stream last night. It was a huge party in Athens, Georgia. First title in 42 years. We'll look ahead to next year's odds. We'll talk some NFL playoffs. I want to get Marty, I agree with you, though. Let's get the phone lines going.
Yeah.
I'm going to get TJ to put the number up.
Can we talk about this real fast? I saw this. So Clay came back Sunday.
Yes. The Draymond Green thing. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So I saw this. I can't believe I may have missed it. I saw this morning. Shams? Shams came out with a tweet maybe 5-10 minutes before the Warriors game that they were going to have Draymond Green start the game and have him come out of the game for Clay so they can everyone give him a standing ovation, blah, blah, blah. But Draymond Green had a bunch of props that people were taking alternate lines on, hammering it when they saw that, and bet it right before the game. So Draymond started. The Cavs knew what was happening, and like they told him before the game, Draymond Green fouled him, didn't play for the rest of the game because he was hurt. So they had him come in so they could.
So just take all his unders.
Everyone took their alternate unders, everything, and were hammering it.
Do the books honor it?
I think that's what the question is. Are books going to honor it?
I think they've got some grounds to stand on that too here.
At this point, you know already.
Yeah, I don't know if it happened with ours. I don't know if I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything about ours.
Wait, but Clay started, though.
Are you sure he started? Shams tweet said Draymond Green like is going to start. But foul right away. Like, he literally told everyone that he's not going to play for the rest of the game.
So, I guess I didn't see, like, the opening tip, but I know for a fact Clay scored, like, the second.
Yeah, it was 6 seconds. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they announced it with the starting lineup, though.
Let me.
Because I'm pretty sure what they did was, like, when they announced starting lineup, he was, like, the last guy that went. So, everyone went nuts. And then I know, like, when he scored the Warriors' first basket, and it was 2-2.
No matter,
like, he scored to make it 2-2.
I'm not sure if he didn't start or whatever. The way they
like announced him, it looked like he was in the starting lineup. Like, they made a whole thing about it. He went last.
They fouled him. I don't know. For some reason, Draymond was. I don't know if someone could find Shams' tweet.
Maybe after he did that, maybe they didn't do it because of. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I have no idea.
To think that like legitimately gambling had like an impact on them doing that or not.
I mean, it was literally it was 7 seconds, and I mean, I hate to give this guy any credit because he sucks, but it's that Trent guy.
Oh, fucking yeah, yeah.
But he made a video on it, and I saw it on TikTok, and it was like, it was crazy. I don't know.
That's a wild situation. Whenever there's info out like that, I wouldn't be surprised to see the books not honor it. Because like, if that info is like out and people are on those alternates, that's, you know, they're not going to be very happy about that. Are y'all trying to pull this up?
I'm going to pull it and see just if he started or not.
Okay, fair enough. Well, while y'all are looking for that, I will say the world's better when Alabama's not the defending champion.
Fucking A.
That's my thing in sports. I say this all the time. Look, I just want everybody to get to win at some point. And when you have a team winning 6 national titles in 13 years, it's like, what do their fans do to deserve that? Like, literally, you know, like, what? It's just not, you know, when Georgia wins it or LSU wins it in 19 or when Ohio State won it for, you know, whatever. It's just good for other teams to win just for the parity of the sport, because there really isn't much.
Both were true. Like, Clay started. But Draymond did. He literally just fouled 7 seconds in the game.
Yeah, I knew that was a fact.
And just took himself out. That did happen, but Clay started.
What do y'all think about
– he's only listed starting lineup.
What do y'all think of Draymond? Like, isn't he hurt? Like, what, like, I don't know. That's just a little weirdly ethical, right?
I don't get why. Like,
now, if
why is
Clay
he making
started,
that about himself?
What's the point? Like, is it to keep, like, some starting game streak alive? Like, what's the
– it was supposedly four.
Like, what's the reason? Like, if Clay has nothing – because Clay started. So, I mean, if he has nothing to do with it.
I'm finding this tweet.
I don't know. The whole thing is very bizarre.
You guys keep talking.
Very bad.
Imagine
– okay. Warriors say Draymond Green will be on the court for opening tip versus Cavaliers to honor Clay Thompson, but will not participate in the remainder of the game due to left calf tightness he experienced during pregame warm-up. That's before the game.
So that was out there.
That was out there like 5-10 minutes
the books,
before the
books
the game.
Didn't adjust. I guess the books just –
I mean, they probably – like, it's probably like so quick.
Yeah, and
and
there's all these algorithms and computers that are just designed to just like within a split second.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's fucking crazy.
See, I'm always going to be pro the man, so I think they should pay those motherfuckers out.
No, look, they make plenty of money too.
That's what I'm saying. If you want me to sit here and feel bad for the $1 billion fucking bookmakers, I'm not the guy. I want to see the guy who's betting fucking $100 on it make some money.
No, and I saw some slips, and it was like people were not betting $100; they were betting like
$5,000
to $80,000.
I would see. Fuck it, let them hit.
That's tough.
Where it gets annoying, because like the guy that because I mean it's not one of those things like it's a. Where you're going to, like, obviously you're not going to cash some void. Like, it's all or nothing.
Yeah. It's an interesting story, though.
That's fucking genius.
Yeah.
Have you saw that?
I wish I saw that tweet.
I wish I did, too.
Wish I followed.
I would love to be in a position to be, like, pay me out.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to have a little, like, I made a bet. I saw it. Like, I should do it.
I had some kid this year who, it was whoever Miami played in their bowl game. I forget who they played. He was, like, best friends with, like, the second best receiver. And literally, like, they never said anything, no news, that he just wasn't playing. So he literally DM'd it to me and literally showed me screenshots of texting him, like, I'm not playing. So I just hammered his under, but they just voided it because he just didn't.
If
you don't play, they just don't.
Not playing makes,
you can understand
playing,
that being in the fine print.
This kid, Andrew Ulrich, just DM'd me saying, like, Draymond started because he started the game when Clay tore his ACL.
What do you think about Draymond?
Okay. He didn't die, bro. Like, he.
I don't know why Draymond needs to be like.
Yeah, like him honoring.
I don't think him not honoring him. He's taking away from Clay coming back. It's like making it about him.
Yeah,
I guess I see it more just like that's like just the core of like that team that won the championships.
That's true. No, that's fair.
It's like his boy. Like he's literally set out 2 full seasons. He's been through a lot. I got another DM.
That is true. If they're not honoring the people that bet the unders, they have to refund the overs, guys. Correct?
They should, because that'd
because
that'd be bullshit. That'd be such bullshit if you bet the over and then they're not honoring either side.
Yeah, you either lose the overs or
you have to avoid both.
If
you're going
to
avoid the unders, you have to avoid both. In my opinion, that'd be some like snake oil salesman bullshit. If you're like voiding unders and then like not, and you're like putting losers on overs.
Brandon just texted me. He wants me to ask you guys if you're good for a $2,000 lunch with Stu Finer tomorrow.
Yes.
Stu, hit us up. I believe we're going to do it after Pick Central.
Love it. I might put on some jeans tomorrow. First time wearing jeans in a while.
How long has this meal been talked? This meal's been getting talked about since I got hired at Barstool 14 or 15 months
ago. I'm excited. A nice lunch with Uncle Stu.
Yeah. Stu had Georgia massive last night, too. So he's probably – I feel like he's in good spirits today, I believe.
Get some extra apps, boys.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to getting out and checking out one of New York's finest restaurants.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
And we're going to take some calls now. Let's take one from Dylan. What's up, Dylan? You are on the air on Pick Central. How are you?
Is it me?
Yeah.
I didn't even talk to TJ or anything. Oh, what's going on?
Man. What's up? What's on your mind?
I just want to talk to Big Ev about them Bills. I haven't called in, 3 weeks. How about them Bills?
How about them Bills? Yeah. They fought back. Listen. I give credit when it's due. They fought back. They played well. They responded. It's going to be they honestly, to me, probably have the most fascinating game of the wild card weekend. Where
I agree.
I think their game is the one that
they're in the worst spot.
From a gambling perspective, that's the game. I feel like as I sit right here right now, I have no feel for and probably have the least feel because I think I wouldn't be shocked if the Bills blew them out. I wouldn't be shocked if the Patriots pulled an upset.
It's my favorite game.
What I'm saying. It's going to be maybe the best game.
Yeah. They somehow got the 3, but yeah, I'd rather be the 4 and play the Raiders or the 2 and play the Steelers, but whatever. And yesterday I had Georgia to win the winning margin 7-12.
What were the odds on that?
That pick six killed me. Well, it was boosted on a different sports book that we're not going to throw out there.
Of course not. There's only one sports book.
It was plus 600, so I had to get on that.
Brandon Walker had the Georgia alternate line on that pick six. No chance to win that. Talk about pulling
and,
one.
Before you let me go, is Marty in there?
Marty's here.
Yes. Uh-oh.
How was that that Quesarito?
Oh,
a couple months back.
Fantastic. Yeah, that was you were there?
Oh, that was me.
What was you?
That Venmo.
Oh, you Venmoed me?
That was me.
Oh, thank you, pal. I actually got a quesarito with it, too.
Your boy Dylan, Marty.
Dylan, what a good guy. Hey, thank you, pal.
When a brother's down.
That's so nice of you.
Yeah, that's a nice gesture.
Great talk.
Hell yeah. Thanks. All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, pal.
I'm going to let you guys go, though.
I want to touch on before we take this next call, this Pats-Bills game, just what do y'all think on the gambling side of it? Because the Bills, I actually thought the Bills might be 5.5 or 6 because Vegas has such a strong power ranking on Buffalo, and it opened at 4, which made me think Vegas likes New England a little bit. But am I wrong?
I don't hate your logic. For me, it's like the one that I probably have the least feel on the board. I think that is the toughest game from a gambling perspective because like I just said, it really could go any way. I wouldn't be shocked by it. I feel like a lot of other games, I have some feel. I like a lot of dogs in the wild card weekend.
Usually, the wild card weekend unders are a thing because year the games are higher scoring, and then you see it flip that first playoff weekend to a lot of unders.
Especially with these two teams, they've already played twice. We've seen obviously
they know everything about
the crazy game with the wind, and then the Bills kind of beat the shit out of them the next time in New England. I think the Bills are a better football team. I believe that firmly. But that doesn't really mean anything when it comes to playoffs and Bill Belichick and all that.
New England's always been notorious for holding tricks back for the playoffs, too. A lot of teams, you said a lot how they may have peaked 4 or 5 weeks ago this year. But, I feel like notoriously Belichick and New England, hold all kinds of bags
this
back
is, this
the
is
playoffs.
The week, this is the week that, Jacoby Myers throws a touchdown
pass.
Yeah,
exactly. You see the
– And, like, something crazy. Like, they do a little play they used to do with Edelman, throw the screen and then throw it deep to, Aguilar or something streaking down the field. This is a tough game. This really is the toughest game.
The unnamed sports books are grading it as a win.
Someone DM'd me that to a certain one that.
Yeah.
But I was seeing some. They were. I think there might have been some caps on it though.
Yeah, I'm probably. I'm pretty sure that had
the
to
guy.
Be
I know. I read one. He mentioned there was some caps, and there was also some. I think people who had it in parlays were getting fucked.
Oh, okay.
Like I saw a few people post having like his over in parlays and that it getting graded as a loss.
All right, let's go.
All right,
we're going to go to Robert in South Carolina. He's going to talk some college football. What's up, Robert? You're on Pick Central.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Doing good. Any world where Bama's not the champion. I'm good.
Yeah, but you know, down south, Mince, you know, it's like no college football for 8 months. There's no sports in the South. You know how baseball.
Oh, man, college baseball is about to be monster. Come on. SEC basketball. True. SEC basketball is pick-ass Marty. SEC basketball is becoming way, has really gotten better.
Big night tonight. Gotten better.
Yeah. Auburn-Bama. We're going to talk about that. Auburn-Bama.
It's the best conference.
I got two quick questions. I guess for Ev. I'm a Notre Dame fan. And does Ev look at the Notre Dame game like we have to win, or is it kind of irrelevant because you still have to go through the Big Ten and win the Big Ten title in the playoffs? And would you all say Clemson's in the same boat, or does Clemson need to beat Notre Dame, and still win the ACC to make the playoffs? I'm trying to say, can Ohio State lose and still make the playoffs, but Clemson needs to win?
I think that's fair.
Yeah, they're kind of in the similar spot that it was like with Oregon this year. Like, if Ohio State was going to lose a game, I'd want it to be the Notre Dame game. Just based off that, like, what's first game of the year, if they ran the table after that, they'd still be in. And, like, if they beat Notre Dame, it's a nice resume booster for maybe if you drop one in Big Ten play or something, you could still find a way to get it, so... Yeah, obviously, I'd like to win all the games. And obviously, in this year specifically, I have to admit, I've developed such a hatred for Notre Dame this year. I think their fans are the worst, and I'm sure many would say that about Ohio State fans. But
yeah,
excited about that, Rob.
And obviously, now Marcus Freeman's the head coach of Notre Dame. He's an Ohio State legend, so there's going to be a lot of that built into it, which is going to be awesome. I mean, we're going to have a good team. They're going to have a good team. That's going to be an awesome week one game.
I love that they're playing. Ohio State's now made. They won the title when they lost to Virginia Tech early, because they hate when I say VTech. And then they made the playoffs, they would have made the playoffs if they beat Michigan this year.
Yeah.
So you can lose early.
What's his name gone? The quarterback?
Who?
CJ Stroud's back.
No.
Jack Cohn?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's I think gone? So, yeah.
I mean, I feel like he's been around for a while.
Their quarterbacks behind are good.
Yeah.
They played some. I think Buchner's one or Buckner, like Pine.
Pine was good for that.
They got a couple guys there that are pretty good. They'll be a good team again.
Of course.
Their tight ends are fucking – yo, I'm telling you, their tight ends are literally like Gronk.
Yeah.
Notre Dame's always
his name's Mayer. Yo, I'm telling you, that he's unbelievable. He's so big and athletic. He's a monster.
Do you think the SEC is now kind of good at basketball? Stay with me here. Because – they've already made as much money as you pretty much can. They figured out the football thing. Now they're looking for almost other avenues, revenues, and like basketball's where they can do it and give them more.
I'll tell you what happened. Mike Slive, the old school legendary SEC commissioner, this was like 10 years ago in Destin. They had their SEC meetings, yearly meetings. They had just gotten the SEC network money flowing in, so everybody's got more money. Even like the bottom feeders get a big piece of that. And he laid it out on him. He's like, this basketball in this conference, other than Kentucky and Florida at that point, is a joke. And y'all have got all this money. Y'all got to take this more seriously for the good of the conference. And then you saw all these programs have reinvested now. And just look at the coaches that are there, though. You know, back in the day, you didn't have – now you got Rick Barnes and Bruce Pearl
good
and Nate Oates and Will
too.
Wade
yeah.
and Musselman. You got some real heavy hitter coaches. And back in the day, SEC basketball was literally Kentucky and then what Billy Donovan was doing at Florida and then like – you'd have one or two other teams make the tournament.
Randomly. Will Wade said this too. It's kind of funny though, where it's like a lot of the SEC teams and coaches do kind of root against Kentucky because of like how great they are. He's like, I root for Kentucky because no matter what, even if you think about it, last year, you think the SEC was kind of down last year because Kentucky sucked, even though it wasn't. Like when Kentucky's really good, you're like, holy shit, the SEC is good this year. But even like no matter what, like. If Kentucky was bad this year, you're just kind of like, oh, like SEC might be a little bit down. It's weird to think about,
no,
but
it's, It's true. I'm just on like the hype swing of like the blue bloods.
Yeah,
like it's like Duke's like
it's
falls.
It's like Bama's down. Like it's like, football, like it's like yeah, like
when they
not,
when they lose a game, it's like they you're just like they stink.
Yeah, exactly.
And when they win a big one, you're like oh, like they're fucking. I'm
they're so
like
bad.
When Duke beat Gonzaga, I was like they're gonna fucking run away at national title. Yeah. Like the swings are so big, like emotionally with those,
especially blue the national bloods. Programs because the games are such big deals.
Like they're just yeah, it's just like a big thing. To answer your question, I would say 100% football's had a big impact on it.
1,000%.
I think
right?
So. Yeah, it has like, to. It has to.
It's like they kind of figured that all out. Let's get to basketball now.
Yeah.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
We're going to go to our main man, Mark in Philly, to talk to college basketball. What's up, Mark? How are you? You're on Pick Central.
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. With football winding down, it's time to focus on basketball. And I'm actually going to talk NBA for a second. NBA underdogs have been really good recently. It seems like so many games are coming down to a game winner or overtime, and that's benefited the dogs. I'm looking at a couple dogs tonight. In the NBA, I'll take the Thunder plus 9.5 at the Wizards. OKC is 24-13 against the spread as a dog and keep a lot of games closer than you'd think. And then staying in the state of Oklahoma, I like Oklahoma plus 7 and team total over 59.5 at Texas. Oklahoma's 3-0 as a dog, and Oklahoma has scored 60-plus in 14 of their 15 games. I think they break 60 and cover plus 7.
I like it. Are you on Texas at all?
Yeah, I'm on Texas.
I wasn't sure on that one. The game I'm going to talk about is this Auburn-Bama game, because Bama, they had the huge win at Florida last week, and they got caught looking ahead. They had Auburn coming in a few days later. They were playing a just crappy Missouri team that had lost the last two games by like 26 each, and then they lost as a 13.5-point favorite. I think Bama's in a bounce-back spot tonight. No
yeah, let me say something. You know, I'm the Auburn guy. Before the season, I said Auburn's going to win the SEC. People kind of scoffed at me. I think tonight is a scary spot for Auburn. I'm betting Auburn, but it's such a – because now Auburn's on the map. The number four in the country. Everyone is now being like – yeah, and everyone now is like, all right, they are a national championship type team. The problem is, yeah, Bama losing to Mizzou right there fucking sucks for this for me, because now I think the Alabama's going to – and they're minus three tonight too.
I've honestly been – partly, I feel like I've actually had a good feel on Bama this year. I've been on and off them on the
right
spots.
You were on the Memphis one.
I was on them the last time, whoever they was against Florida. I was on them too.
Yeah,
and that was like a reverse, like people were on Florida.
Yeah, I was.
I like Bama tonight. They're actually not on my card. They might end up on my card. They're not right now.
So I have Auburn tonight. One, just because they're my team that I've been kind of on this year. But two, I genuinely think that they are just a way better, not a way better team, but they are more athletic. Their guard play is pretty similar, and this Auburn's bigger, which I am worried for Alabama with like rebounding and stuff tonight. But I'm sticking with Auburn because you give them points. I really do think Auburn's the best team in the country.
How good do you think Jabari Smith, the freshman?
He's fucking unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they're just so good. And Bruce Pearl, I actually like Bruce Pearl.
I do too.
He's just a funny guy, and just
he makes the game more interesting.
Yeah, he
his
does.
Teams always play a wild
he's
style.
He's a sweaty bastard.
They always play like fun.
Yeah. So I mean, tonight's gonna be. I'm glad it's at 9. It's gonna be a fucking awesome game.
Honestly, the game
it's a great slate tonight.
The game that I really like for the like reverse like fading off of like a big win. I love West Virginia tonight. They're at home laying 3 against Oklahoma State.
Yep.
Obviously, Oklahoma State just knocked off Texas at home. I think it's like such a – like there's a fadem spot on the road.
West Virginia's got great home.
I think they're great at home. I think 3 short. Like I think this line should be like –
I actually love that bet.
I'm going to add that to my –
please
I like
that's a 9. I love West Virginia.
There is a
– love West Virginia.
Another game too, which is confusing because I think Shannon's and McCollum's still out for
McCullers,
Texas Tech.
Yeah.
McCullers, yeah, sorry. I think they're still out. I'm guessing they are.
I think so.
But they just had a huge win, obviously, without them at home against Kansas. They play Baylor tonight at minus – they're plus 12.
Yeah, I saw a big line.
Which almost – like if it was 7, I would like – I'm almost thinking about changing my bet because I'm on Texas Tech because I'm a believer in them. But, like, it's so big, I almost kind of like Baylor. You know what I mean?
I thought Iowa State Kansas looked similar too.
I was going to say the same thing.
I got Kansas
thing.
On yeah. my card because it's so high.
Iowa State
yeah.
plus 13.
Yeah, yeah, I got Kansas.
I so much of me like. Besides, they fucked me the last game against Oklahoma. They were winning the whole game and then didn't cover 6.5. Iowa State's been so good to me betting wise this year. Like I've been on the train like all year, and I saw that today. I'm like 13.
Yeah,
but Kansas is such like. I think I'm just not going to play either side, but. No. I mean, it's screaming Kansas no, wins by like 20.
After that loss, too, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's screaming Kansas going
to
win.
And it's almost
20,
like
but.
Now you start to think because Iowa State, who'd they just lose to? They just lost to someone.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, like, pretty handily. It's like, all right, now.
Well, no, but they were winning. They were winning. They were 6.5-point dogs. So the line made no sense. A ranked team, like, the number,
so,
like,
so
11,
Iowa State
12,
basically still got a bad power rating, maybe, is what's going on.
Vegas is giving them no respect.
Vegas giving them no respect. I think a lot of people do think they're a Fugazi top 25 team. And now, especially if they get blown out tonight, people are going to keep thinking that. So it's interesting. But college basketball, it's like. It's pretty much college basketball time. I know it's NFL playoffs,
yeah,
but it's like
this is when I've been no, now the conference plays
no
really
Thursday night games and stuff anymore.
Conference plays cranking up now.
Exactly.
All right, let's get to Zach. He's wants to talk from Maryland. Let's talk NFL wild card. What's up, Zach? You're on Pick Central.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
It's good. It's very good.
Just wanted to get your guys' opinion on what underdog do we think is most likely to win on wild card weekend? Pats against the Bills, maybe 49ers against the Cowboys. Cardinals against the Rams. I mean, last year we had four lower seeds advance in the wild card weekend. So maybe we get all these three win. Who do you guys think? Who you taking?
I got a couple of points. The Cardinals have been spectacular on the road and shaky at home this year. Have y'all seen their home road splits? Yep. It's like very weird. The Rams, you know, the road team won both games too. So, I mean, that one almost feels like I wouldn't be surprised by anything. Stafford was playing so well, but, man, so inconsistent down the stretch. He has 7 interceptions the last 3 weeks.
I know.
So, I don't know what to think on that front. I think Cam Akers will be featured. And then the Niners are the one I'm really looking at because I think that's a rat line. I thought Dallas would be 4.5 or 5, and it came out at 3. And so, that got me looking at that. What do y'all
think? That's one I love the Niners so much. I've been saying for a while that I think they're like a dangerous playoff team, just their style of play. I'm very curious how the public is going to react to that game because I just feel like a lot of people are going to want to grab the 3 and the hook, even though, like you said, it seems a little short. Like Dallas, like obviously they've had games where they've looked great, but they've had some like games where they've been like, eh. I like the Niners, I think, definitely can win outright, just their style of play.
I think that the Cowboys are going to be a like public.
I do too.
Public.
I think so too. They always are.
I think me just mentally, just like I've just shown the Niners so much love. They've been good to me too. Honestly, the game that I love that I don't know if they can win. I love the Eagles catching 9. I said it yesterday.
I'd like to hear
I'll
more.
Say it again. I love the Eagles catching 9. I just think they're going to play gritty, like just play a scrappy game. I just don't think the Bucks. Obviously, listen, like it's Brady. Everything, get it, totally get it. 9 points is a lot in a playoff game. Like, they, I mean, last year, Heinicke went up and they gave him a hell of a game.
They lost 31-23, yeah, I remember it.
Like, I just think the Eagles, like, I just think their defense is good enough that they can stay, and they can run the ball, they can stay within this number.
That's my only thing is that the Bucks have such a good run D.
I know.
They have a crappy pass D, mm-hmm. But can the Eagles, Devontae Smith, and the tight ends exploit it because the Eagles are such a design.
I'm Raiders this weekend.
I don't hate it.
I'm on the other one on that one.
I think that's a lot of hype right now around the Bengals. The
Bengals are 0-7. So the Bengals playoff stats, last 7, they're 0-7 since 1990. The last Bengals playoff win was the Bo Jackson hip injury.
Jesus Christ.
It's like the curse of the Bo. It's 32 years ago.
That's insane.
But it does just remind
the Raiders.
Me.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Bo Jackson was a Raider.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't even think of that. But it reminds me the Chiefs had a really bad stretch like that until they got Mahomes. They lost all their
Well, that's what I was going to counter
Burrow
with.
Burrow kind of seems like
you're talking like everything you're talking about is a Dalton.
Yeah, exactly. Or Carson Palmer.
What's his name?
AJ McCarron.
The head coach. What the fuck is his name?
Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Lewis. I was going to say Marvin Jones. Like I feel like all that's been kind of with them. So
that's just
I'll give
thinking,
Joey B the benefit.
I just
of the doubt,
can't go against Burrow, Chase.
Which is fine. Yeah, and if it's just like think gambling brain. They have so much hype. They just fucking beat the Chiefs. They look great. And then the Raiders are kind of been like, kind of skated their way in. But like, They beat the Chargers with a great way.
They went to Indy the week before and won.
Yeah,
an 8-point
exactly.
Underdog.
So it's
went
like
to Dallas and won.
Yeah.
No, and the Raiders. The thing with the Raiders, you got to give them credit with what happened to Gruden and Henry Ruggs. Mm-hmm. The fact that they fought back, Bisacci deserves. I mean, oh,
shit,
I mean, the amount of credit, like all the crap that happened to them this season to make the playoffs is.
He's had an all-time interim coach run.
Yeah, I feel like he's got.
I think the Raiders plus six is the play. I really do.
I do too.
The Raiders are scrappy.
All right, let's get – we got Joe in New Jersey. We want to talk college basketball. What's up, Joe? You're on Pick Central.
What's up, buddy? This is Joe Kidd from Jersey. Pleasure to be on with the King of the South.
Thank you.
Before I get to my college basketball pick, I want to take a moment of silence for the chat. The ultimate square, fraud and Philly Mark, gave us all Alabama for a max play. Tough, tough day in the chat today. Anyway, college basketball tonight. Big, big selection. I'm rolling with Vanderbilt at home plus the 7 versus Kentucky. Kentucky's had 3 scheduled road games this year. At Notre Dame, loser. At Ohio State, canceled. At LSU, loser. Vanderbilt's not on par with those 3 teams, but at home, they get the job done and cover the 7 points. What do you guys think?
Joe? It's on my card, brother.
Yeah, I'll say this. Vandy has a weird –
it's on my card.
Have y'all seen Vandy's gym? It's like the –
yeah, it's elevated.
Yeah, it's elevated, and then the benches are like on the baseline.
You have to
it's,
coach from the baseline.
It is a weird-ass place to go as a road team.
It is.
It is like really just – it's just
Pippen,
odd.
Pippen is
really fucking, good.
Really good. He was – I think he was preseason player, like projected player of the year, and it's in the SEC. It's like – I don't hate the pick.
Yeah, Clay Ebb's on my side. It's pretty sharp over there.
I'm on Kentucky, so it's probably good for you at the moment. But like,
Ebb, we're counting our money.
So now I hope you lose.
<Let's>,
all right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
I like the analogy.
It stood out to me right away because I feel like they've been like they've always been a team the last couple of years, especially with like Scotty, that I've kind of liked to take in these like weird spots where. Because I saw the line was 8. It was actually one of those beautiful moments where I literally was locking in this morning at 8, and it literally switched to 8.5 like as I was locking in, so I got 8.5. I don't know where it sits right this second, but
that's a brutal place to coach because it's like in such a good area, it's great, but it's like so hard with
hard
the grades
win
and shit.
Yeah.
Like people like the enrollment. Like if I was the coach, I'm like, hey, can you let kids in? Can we let them in? Not have
just
to have
wiggle,
a fucking
give me some wiggle room.
Give me some wiggle room for the like. It's hard to, like, you know, these kids don't want to fucking go to class like that.
One of the smartest kids in my town went to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, it's a tough school to
get into. My mom graduated.
Shout out Jason
Bass, good
guy.
She's much smarter than
Yeah, yep.
She's much smarter than I am. All right, let's go to, we got a call from Adam in Mississippi. What's up, man? You're on Pick Central.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I want to talk about the New Orleans Saints, Mincy.
Okay.
What a heartbreaker that was.
Oh, man.
The only time in my life that I've ever wanted the Rams to win a football game, I'm looking at the score during the first quarter. So they're up 17-0. I'm like, good. All we got to do is beat the Falcons and we're in. So Taysom Hill goes down in the second quarter. In comes Trevor Siemian, who was fucking lights out, looked great for the first time in his career. Saints win. I look at the score. It's 17-17. In Los Angeles. I'm thinking, how can this happen to me? So what the fuck happened to the Rams, and what are the Saints going to do moving forward?
All right. It was heartbreaking to watch. The only solace I took in as a Saints fan was after Hill went down, I didn't think there was any way they could win on the road with Siemian in the playoffs. That's what I was telling myself to talk myself off the ledge. And now Hill's out 6 to 9 months. Man, the Rams blew that. The Niners ran it down their throats. I mean, straight up. The Niners of Kyle Shanahan play big boy football with Elijah Mitchell and did a great job getting the ball to Deebo Samuel. And their defensive line beat the crap out of the Rams O-line, and Stafford kind of melted down because of it. And the Niners deserve to win the game the way the second half's played. It sucks. It is what it is. I hated it, and I hate the Rams.
So it's crazy. The NFC West has this weird round-robin thing where they all just, like, have certain matchups that they just, like, always beat each other.
The Niners always beat the Rams.
The Niners always beat the Rams. But another one that goes into Wild Card Weekend, they lost to him early in the year, but the Rams always beat the Cardinals. Literally until that first game early in the year when they beat the shit out of him in L.A., they always beat the Cardinals. That's right. And I think people are going to be so down on the Rams after that game. I think the Rams could end up being I think the Cardinals could be a public dog is what the reverse of what I'm saying. Like, I think the Rams could be, like, almost be, like, the kind of, like, favorite dogs, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
just sorry, bring it back. Shannon and McCullough are game time decisions.
Interesting.
So
interesting.
That usually, I feel like, means like they're going to play.
They'd almost say, like, take. I wonder like how much that would change the line.
I think it would. I think at least 4 points.
You think that
down.
Many?
I think it'd go down to like 8 because Shannon's like their best
player.
He
is good, yeah.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
All right, let's take a couple more, and then we're going to get to our picks. We got a call from Christian about NFL. What's up, man? Christian, how are you?
Hey, guys. Dabbling in some 3-cheese this weekend, watching NFL football, and I couldn't help but think that they should put, much like the play clock in the end zone, they should have a screen in the end zone where when a flag's thrown, it pops up on the screen like flag. So when guys are running into the end zone after a kick return or something like that, they're celebrating. They know not to celebrate. I just feel terrible for guys when they go off in the end zone. And
I actually enjoy. I enjoy when they're celebrating. I love celebrations. Well, especially when you're on the other side of it and you're like, get back, scumbag. It's a flag. It's a good idea for like the actual players, but I love when they celebrate.
I like celebrating. I get mad. I hate how college is so strict on it. Because football, I mean, it's the most intense sport. I mean, these guys are like modern gladiators, and you're telling them not to be fired up when they make big – I mean, come on, yeah. Man. You know how intense that is, how intense, like, everything they put into it? I don't know. I always have a problem, like, when you put that much on – or your soul on the line and you're not supposed to be happy when you do well.
See, there's nothing worse than when there's, like, a – when there's a flag on the field, but it doesn't pop up on the TV till way late.
Oh, it's the worst.
Like, there's nothing worse than you, like, think you, like, return to kickoff or something and yeah. Then – like you're celebrating yourself, and then the flag comes up when they're already in the end zone, even though the flag got thrown at like the other, like the opposite 20. Ugh.
All right, let's go to Tony on the West Loop talking college football. What's up, Tony?
Tony,
what's going on, guys? How are we? You know what? The Pick Central Army is strong, and no one really talks about that. But I'm glad to be a part
that.
Of it. Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't know exactly why Rico has to put me on the short leash, but that's for another time. My two-part call today is, I think, Mincy, you mentioned it earlier. Part of, like, the maxim that I have when I gamble is, like, all right, if I bet this, am I okay losing it? And it's like, how many times are you going to get Saban and a good Bama team plus points? Like, I think, Ev, you said it, you'd bet it again. I'd bet it again, too. How many? I'm okay losing it, but how many times are you going to get points in a big-time game with Saban? So, you know, we'll all remember the loss, but in any event, my second question is this. You're a mid-major, let's say you're like, like an Arkansas or like an Oregon State. Would you rather go out and get Neil Brown or Scott Satterfield? And I know it's sort of a weird question, but this is a long-standing debate with my friends. So, last thing, question for that. And then Indiana State, I'm hearing some things with Northern Iowa. Take a look at Indiana State. But, boys, be well. I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thank you, Tony. God bless.
I mean, just put it, Indiana State, I don't even care. I mean, he didn't even say anything.
Sycamores.
He didn't even say anything
it. I want to say they're catch 8.5. I could be wrong on that.
That just seems like I have to bet it.
I know I looked at it this morning when I was scoping the lines.
You feel like you just got to get it. Y'all want to go ahead and get to our pick?
No, Tony's a sharp gambler. Tony's not a dummy. He knows what he's talking about.
All right, let's go ahead and get to our picks. last night, I had a pretty good little night there with Georgia in the first half under and under. Marty, you were on the under too last night. I know you had Bama, but you did hit that part of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's take a look at the standings. Smitty still leading at plus 15.67 because he's been on fire with his parlays. A pretty big fall after that, Ev, slightly.
You know what I just realized? He can't take part in any Barstool content. He's just going to be stuck at 8 and 31.
It might be for the better, honestly.
Eight and 31.
I feel like I know that. I feel Rico's pain on that, and that I'm gone and seen the bad. It's a hopeless.
Yeah, like I'm down 9 units, but my record don't like that. Just happens, you know.
Honestly, Marty, you hadn't been down like that.
Yeah,
for a while. You've been like plus 5.
Today's a big comeback day. Feel good.
I'm only having a pretty good month because that Bengals 10-1 hit. I would actually be losing if not for that plus 10 units. Let me be transparent. All right, Marty, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, I'll go. So I got Auburn plus 3, USC minus 6. I have Texas Tech plus 12. I have that Kentucky minus 8.5. Kansas minus 13 I'm starting to love it. Miami plus 6.5 is a loser. That one, I
that's when I looked the other side.
That one, I know I have to take it because of, especially it's such a letdown game. That's a sucker bet, kind of. Texas minus 6.5, and Providence plus 4.5. I put Auburn twice on accident, TJ.
Are you adding West Virginia?
Yes, adding West Virginia. I love that play. Big basketball night.
Huge. You got 8 games on your board.
Yeah.
What about you, Al?
Yeah, I'm going to add them some more. But like I said, I like West Virginia. I'm on West Virginia minus 3. 5 o'clock game. I keep fading them. It's worked sometimes. It has. Sometimes I like the spot. I'm on Stanford plus 6. And I already talked about this one. I love, love, love Vanderbilt plus 8.5 at home. Love them at home. I think they're capable of winning this game outright. Regardless, 8.5. Love it. Probably add more. Look at me on Twitter. I'll tweet out the full card. Probably add a few more plays later on.
Awesome. I took Bama on the bounce back. It just said the way it sets up made me like them. I went Kansas by 12.5 over Iowa State just because the line, LeGrady. And then I took under 134.5 in Ole Miss, Texas A&M. Ole Miss offense went off against Mississippi State the other night, but that's definitely not happened any other time. It felt fluky, and A&M plays a defensive style. I think that game could be in the 50s, like low 60s. So I like the under there.
A&M was the team I was looking at betting on today, too. They're like 4.5.
Yeah, Ole Miss had their best game of the year. Scored 50 points first half against Mississippi State the other night. And I'm going to jump in on the West Virginia by 3 train as well. I'm trying to, strategy-wise, I'm trying to keep the 3 or 4 games in basketball, keep the volume down and not bury myself with what I don't feel like I'm as strong as, just being utterly transparent. Smitty continues to lead the moth. Hopefully we'll see him back here soon.
Crazy college football's over.
It's done. It sucks.
I was going to get to the odds for next year. Bama's plus 150. Ohio State's plus 250 to win it all next year.
See, I saw one that was plus like 325 for Bama.
Okay, well,
is it that low, 150?
Well, you got to think Bryce Young and Will Anderson are back.
Well, no, of course, I mean, but 150. 150. God damn.
Yeah.
They were like 125 in the championship game last night.
Yeah, that's just wild. I can't take anybody. When Georgia was 5-1, and then it was a pretty big drop. It was like Clemson, A&M, something like that. Dabo's not really taking transfers, and I feel like that's going to burn him. He needs to get over that. This college football free agency is a game changer, and he doesn't believe in it. And he's got guys transferring out. He's replacing with freshmen. I feel like could really hurt Clemson going forward.
The big programs, I think you got to be selective with it. Ohio State, I've noticed, they've done, a decent job. They've gotten some contributors. Like a couple years ago, I know we saw, Jonah Jackson, who was, a guard from Rutgers, who ended up being really well. He's in the NFL now, starting for the Lions. We just took Oklahoma State's, starting safety. Obviously, we just got their defensive coordinator to come over and be our defensive coordinator. I mean, a team like Clemson. See, Clemson, I guess this year I can understand it because I think they're bringing back a lot of talent. I don't think they have, a ton of – there's kind of a down year for them in terms of NFL talent, and we saw that on the field a little bit, but
Jesus.
Got to adapt.
Terrence is trending.
Yeah, things are – so it's a one-month suspension?
Yeah.
Hard, yeah.
One-month suspension. Get better, Rico.
Is it with or without pay? Did that get mentioned?
That's not mentioned yet. Hopefully it's paid.
I'd imagine he's getting paid.
Yeah, that was a wild scene. Well, I guess don't throw any high noons.
Yeah, no throwing objects around
him
here.
Him and Big T, I mean, something's going to have to happen here.
Got to apologize.
Yeah, that was part of the amendum.
Man, good show, boys. That was a good show.
Appreciate Za and TJ. Always, y'all do. Our crew is amazing. Tomorrow, B-Walk will be back. We got a big lunch with Stu Finer. What could be better?
I'm excited for lunch with Uncle Stu.
Yeah, this has been – I've been hearing about this one for a year. Stay tuned. The Yak is up next.
Follow me on TikTok to Midget Zimbo.